Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio, yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins, and I'm joined again by Tice and our producer, Frank Posai. How are you both doing, guys? I hope you had a nice Christmas.
We are recording this before Christmas, don't lie.
Thanks for showing me up to be a dishonest broadcaster. Great way to start the show. Thanks, guys.
Happy New Year.
It's not even the New Year, you're lying now.
It's the 31st.
No, it's not, it's the 23rd. We're all lying, all of us have told a lie, and it's not even a minute into the show. But here's the truth, we're playing half of the amount of reloads that we had over the year. There were so many that we can't do them in one show. But we're going to squeeze as many as we can into this episode. And just a big shout to everybody who votes for the reload every week and supports us on Patreon. You are absolutely awesome. And these are the tunes that you voted for. What are we going to start off with?
This is Sleepnet's remix of Noisia's Could This Be, keeping the Vision theme going from the last two episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, another special episode, doing four in a row. Big up Sleepnet, and big up, yeah, as you said, Dave, everyone that voted for these reloads. So this is the best of the year 2025, episode one of two.
Most reloaded show of all time, not reloaded show, reloaded tune of all time, going right the way back to since Vision Radio was Vision Radio when it turned over from Noisy Radio. That still reminds me of my first ever shows that I did with you guys, and just a really, really special and exciting time. Please reload that again, because it's one of my favorite Vision releases, I think, for those very reasons I've just explained. And now on to the second reload of 2025. This is
wait. So this was reloaded from the reload episode then?
Yes.
Yeah. And that, which would have been a reload from the previous one as well, I think. This is a rollover for like 3 or 4 years.
Fuck off, guys.
No,
don't do it again.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Don't.
Did we announce this one?
No, I was about to.
This is Dark Rain by Current Value, remastered.
Yes. We'll be right back. big up Current Value, our most reloaded artist, it would seem, and on lots of different labels as well. That's a really strong way to start the show. Could this be Sleepnet remix and then Dark Rain remastered? Now onto some contemporary jungle styles. It's Napes, North Road, 1985.
Promise you more Current Value, and we deliver. We're going chronologically from the reloads of the year, so I think we're now in February maybe, or January.
Yes,
reloads from then. This is Remind Me, Current Value on Souped Up. We have a lot more Current Value coming up from 2025, recapping. Big up.
I didn't want to crash the vocals.
Sorry.
Brilliant. This is Emanu on Dead Beats, All Too Late. Big up the Goosebump Massive.
And big up Road on the vocals.
Of course, yeah. The person giving us Goosebumps. You want to be the best.
This is Veer, the first release.
I was going to say, was this the first Veer release? I think it was, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah, Frankfurt started off the Veer journey that ended in October with the album release. Back then, when we started this release, we kind of established the language, but we had no idea we were going to do an album.
Oh, wow.
We had no idea we were going to release that many tracks. But we just kept making new stuff as we were putting out the stuff that we'd finished. And at some point, we were kind of like, okay, so the EP is coming in October. We need some extra stuff. Oh, we can finish this one. Oh, we started this one. We can finish that. Wait, guys, this isn't an EP. This is an album. I think we made that call somewhere in June or July. It was like, no, guys, let's stop calling it an EP, start calling it an album, because this is album material.
Brilliant.
Yeah, this is the one that started it off. Big up Travis, big up Miguel, big up Salvador, and yeah.
And big up you. And big up the impromptu-ness of that. I like that. Everything seems so scheduled and so planned and strategic in the music industry these days. You don't see as much spontaneity. Certainly not at the level of like you guys and Vision and stuff like that. So I didn't know that there was only an EP up until about June. That's living in the moment and making decisions and acting on them. And I absolutely love that. Huge props.
Thanks.
Thank you.
another goosebumpy moment from Emanu. This one's featuring Croy. It's called Hush.
If you get cold, you know I'll drive into the night for you. Like I'm a fire burning right inside my heart and through. Every bridge I ever crossed, it gives me power to hold on to you.
One of two Fuego songs
yeah.
in this episode from the first half of the year. This is Face. This one's called Fuego.
Yeah. This has been a big favourite of mine all throughout the year. If you've seen me play, then you would have heard me play this. And it reminds me of a back-to-back with Lakeway where he literally went bananas and almost fell over as he was bouncing around to this. And it will always remind me of that. So big up Face for almost making my friend fall over. Some Noi. I really like these pianos. They're by Obsess. And this particular track is called Convincing.
So bring me down, oh, take me within.
and have for the best title of the episode, I think.
Amazing.
Title comes from, we were making sandwiches with cheese in the studio kitchen. This was in real life session with Nikki and Aaron Kelvin over in my studio. First day we went to a church and we played church organ for a while. So we have like,
wow.
The first track we started is like church organ jungle. I mean, I don't think we're ever going to finish that. But we were making sandwiches and I was explaining about like how convenient the Dutch way of slicing cheese is. I call it do we have good cheese interfacing or something? And then that became the title.
What's this? Hang on a minute. I've been working with you for a couple of years and I did not know about the Dutch way of slicing cheese. Is there a special way of slicing cheese?
I don't know if it's that special, but we have this kind of cheese slicing device. Or maybe it was something else, but it was definitely about like the way to infrastructurally kind of logistically approach putting cheese on bread. Big up Nikki, big up Kelvin, big up
cheese.
And Sasha Christensen, who wanted to put it out on her label and hustled to put it out quickly as well. In between all the other releases, my year has been absolutely bonkers release wise.
It has, hasn't it? It's been great.
Maybe I should do a 2025 DICE recap, Vision Radio episode. Just go through all the stuff that I released this year because it's absolutely sick. Like with this. This came before the French House EP on Fool's Gold, and then I did the whole Veer album, and I did Tentacles remix. I did. We didn't even play this. I had a release last. Yeah, well, we can't play it
next year
because we're in these recap episodes and the 20 Years of Vision episodes. But I had a release come out last week. I did a remix for Nai Barghouti and Sulaiman Damian. It came out last week. We can't even play it. Well, we'll play it
as soon as we come.
After we've done all the recap episodes.
Yes.
By then you might have even more music out.
No. Currently figuring out how to approach 2026 with a flying start, but not that soon. But yes, I'll talk to the label about doing a Thijs episode. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be wicked.
Yeah.
Nice.
And this, the bass sound here is just how we did it is by just copying the MIDI note and then making it a little bit shorter every time. This is just completely just by MIDI, just making very short MIDI notes is how we got this effect.
Cool. Here's a name you don't hear very often. Not in the last 5 minutes, anyway. It's Current Value. with Protocol. This time on Cause for Concern C4C. I think every Current Value Reload has been on a different label as well, by the looks of things, which is even more impressive. Big up, Tim, and a special personal shout as well, because every now and again on my demo drop show and on my label in general, someone comes to me and it seems that they've been signposted and directed by Current Value in my direction, which is one of the biggest compliments I could be paid, really, I think. So big up, Tim. Thank you very much for that. You've made me some great friends this year. Now time for some Trinist. Do you think? Answers on a postcard, please, and I hope the answer's yes.
Hello, it's me.
Hey!
With Zep. He wanted me to remix this, and we remixed it together in about 2 days. I love Zep. He's an amazing musician. Check him out. This is Corrupt Us, Posei and Zep. Remix!
Remix! Love this.
Destroyed it. so confused and hurt bad. I know you didn't think that I deserve that. Why you got me so confused and hurt bad? I know you didn't think that I deserve that.
The launch track of another new collective that we debuted on Vision after Fear. Also Ring North started. Obviously Ring North is Nick Sleepnet and Jasper Former, and they have been making beautiful music together, and this is my favorite one, Wildflowers. Played it last episode as well as the 20 years of Vision, but it's also one of the reloads of the year, so we're playing it again. Big up.
Big up. So at the start of the show, I was branded a liar, and for good reason. And it seems that I've lied again to you since. I said that Current Value Reloads were all on different labels. I was lying through my teeth.
That's too early, Dave. You have to say that the next one, because this is still on a different label.
Yeah, you're in the future.
Oh. You're in the future again.
Oh, yeah.
This is the next track is also Current Value.
I need to stop time tripping. So this is Mag 1.
This is the first of two tracks from Current Value on Eat Brain. This one's Mag 1. And then the next one is going to be a repeat where he finally
tells the truth.
Gets a reload. Oh, yeah.
We run the money up.
I think it was the heaviness of that song which made me go time traveling, really. I've completely forgotten how ridiculously heavy that was. So that's Mag 1, and now onto the first Current Value Reload, which is on a repeat label. So far we've had something on Bandcamp, something on Souped Up, something on Eat Brain, something on C4C, now another one on Eat Brain, and there might even be another one this episode. How crazy is that? This is Vehicle.
Will it be on a different label too?
Yes.
Might it be?
Yes, it is. I'm telling the truth now. I'm a reformed individual.
This one is Vehicle. Big up Current Value. Absolutely smashed it in 2025. Absolutely smashed it.
Back to Ring Nord. It's kind of been a Ring Nord sandwich, well, Current Value sandwich with Ring Nord bread. And this is Little Finger. And I remember Nick giving this to me about, I think, 6 months before Ring Nord was a publicly known thing. And every time I played this, it just sent people absolutely bananas and had them running over to see what was on the CDJ and stuff like that. And I felt special just for those few times. And now everybody's playing it. And that's great because everybody needs to. Ring Nord, Little Finger.
Some pretty cool music.
Pretty cool.
This is Metal Heart by Fade Black on Critical.
Pretty cool.
Who's this cool customer?
Yay!
Not heard this name in about 10 seconds.
Another one.
I really like this one because this one's on Device, which is not a label you'd expect to see current value on, and still he smashes it in a sound that really fits Device as well. This is Evermore.
Evermore.
still kind of keeping the sandwich going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Current value, ring north, current value, ring north, ring north. Yeah.
With a bit of fade black relish in the middle, yeah, just to exactly. keep things spicy.
Like some lettuce, or like that one pickle you get on the on the burger. the one thing with taste. this is Break You. It's actually one of my favorites from Ring North together with Wildflowers. I love this groove and I love the tempo, and I played it a lot. I still play it a lot because I play this tempo a lot. I pitch it up a little, but it's just like, yeah, there's no track like this with drums like this at this tempo and then this bass, and it's so minimal. Yeah, big up. Big up Nick and Jasper. This is sick.
Second Fuego. Fuego Maquinista.
And the second Posai. Yeah.
Thank you for reloading. Go and listen to it more.
I gotta say, I know I've said this on shows before, but again, like you gave me this about 6 months in advance, and I was hammering it, and because I'm quite vocal about my lack of appreciation for certain vocals from a certain sample pack store, and you let me carry on saying that, and then after a while you're like, you know that Fuego tune that I sent you? That's a splice vocal. It's like, oh damn, and this was like one of my biggest tunes for a long time.
Got your ass.
So big up all people who use splice vocals creatively and not lazily.
Before we go into announcing the end of the episode, last song was a splice vocal. Most of you will have noticed that this vocal has been appearing in other songs as well.
Yes.
We were very early with using this vocal. We weren't in time releasing it, and by the time it was releasing other tracks, like we'd already been playing it for months, and then we released it and we started hearing other people releasing the song with the same vocal. Not ideal, but also, you know, everyone uses the Think Break, everyone uses the Amen Break. It's just culture, you know? Just all using the same samples, and that's how we're building a paradigm, like a frame of reference, right? Yeah. Like, using the same samples is cool, right? No. No, but
kind of.
I really believe that our version is a fucking amazing use of this vocal, because this vocal is like for a sample pack vocal is like extremely emotional and extremely like heartfelt. Miguel added it to a song that we were working on. This was just before the ADE party that Machine Drum and Salvador hosted, and Miguel added this vocal to it, and I heard this vocal and I was like, no, that vocal needs like a Reese and a breakbeat, not what we were working on. So I kind of separated the vocal into a new track and quickly wrote this one at Salvador's kitchen table, I think, in like a couple of hours, and then we played it and it was sick.
Brilliant.
And recently I was playing back to back with Samurai Breaks twice at Bankface and in Bristol, and he didn't want to go below 160, so I played this song pitched up,
yes,
like with pitch mode at like 164 BPM, and it sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good. So if you're playing a 160 tune, you can actually pitch this one up. It's great.
Pitch everything up. Pitch things up and pitch them down. Make that your New Year's resolution. I've been pitching stuff up to 200 BPM recently. Don't play things at the tempo that they're meant to be at. I guarantee you will get some interesting results, and Tice has just proved that right there. Brilliant.
I mean, that's also how drum and bass started, no?
Mm-hmm.
Pitching up 33 RPM records to 45.
Definitely part of the history. Definitely part of the history. But we haven't got enough time to go into detailed history lessons, so we will say goodbye now. And please tune in next week, where we will be playing the next half of Reloads from 2025 at the start of 2026. And this time, I'm not lying. We'll see you then. And thank you to everybody who's reloaded. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you. See you soon.
Is this the ending of the show?
No, Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Oh, yeah. I lied again. Shit.